And it's time to talk sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
Let's talk tennis. The men's number one seed, Rafael Nadal, has been eliminated from the Australian Open.
Yeah, Fran, Nadal's muscle, which of course is ever evident because of the shirts that he wears that show the famous guns, was countered by the big hitting of Dominic Thiem in four sets, with both players regularly producing the unplayable and occasionally the unbelievable. There were some magnificent rallies as both players sought to outthink as well as to outpower their opponent. Anyone who bought tickets last night for Rod Laver Arena got their money's worth. Now, the Austrian is seeded at five for this tournament, so you know, he would be expected to push Nadal, who struggled to cope with Melbourne's humidity last night. The less sympathetic might say he was toweled by Thiem. Nadal sweated profusely, and his constant need for a towel led him to rush his serve, particularly after a warning from the chair umpire, or really taught to comply with the serve clock. Now, post-match, and despite a couple of animated conversations with officials, Rafael Nadal denied he was rattled by that, so we can only believe it was the power of the shots coming from the other side of the net. And Thiem...
Also, I mean, it is hot there, and I know these people are professionals and they're used to playing hard match after hard match, but that was a big match against Nick Kyrgios, and if the heat's having an impact...
Yeah, against that, a lot of players do complain about the time Nadal does take to serve. But look, Nadal's argument last night was that the rally before was very long, and he said, don't you like good tennis? That was part of his argument to the chair umpire. But look, whatever it was, something caused him to lose his famed ability to control the rhythms of a match. So instead of the Spaniard, it's Dominic Thiem. He's going to be playing Roger Federer in the men's semi-final set down for night. We'll speak about that later this morning. In the other results yesterday, Stan Wawrinka took the first set against Alexander Zverev, but not much else, losing in four. In the women's draw, Simona Halep and Garbiñe Muguruza earned themselves an afternoon semi-final. Today, Halep beating Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova in a brace after the Russian serve deserted her, while Muguruza thrashed Annette Contave. And look, as we said, Fran, another preview at 7:32. Apparently someone called Ashley Barty's playing.
It's the buddy party. It's in cricket, just briefly, it's do or die time for Hobart and the Sydney Thunder.
Yeah, Fran, this is an elimination match for which they only qualified because of the rather generous system which tries to squeeze every possible game into this competition, making the balderdash part even bigger. Five out of eight teams to play final. So the Hurricanes finishing fourth and the Thunder fifth, as well as the home ground advantage at beautiful Belrive. The Hurricanes have the best recent form, with Matthew Wade giving them considerable firepower after his century in the most recent game, Fran.
In tennis, all the stats favour Ashley Barty as she takes on Sophia Kennan this afternoon in the semi-finals of the Australian Open, but, you know, stats aren't everything.
Well, tennis is a funny game, just like lots of other sports we know. But, Fran, head-to-head, as we spoke about yesterday, they've only played each other once in Grand Slams, and that was the round of 16 last year at the French Open. Of course, Barty obviously won that because she won the whole tournament on clay. Now, since then, they've played each other twice on hard court surfaces, similar to the one today. Kennan has won one of those, but Barty most recently winning in China, which reinstated her as the world's number one player and made her the number one seed for this tournament. Kennan is seeded at 14. But she has, hear this, a backhand slice of her own, as well as other quality strokes from the baseline. She's one of those back-and-forth scurriers, and add to that the fact that it's going to be 39 degrees today and a lot of pressure. And a lot of Australia, I guess, will be on tenterhooks around 2 p.m. Melbourne time. And it's pressure that Barty says she hasn't been feeling. Sometimes she smiles when she says that, sometimes she doesn't. The other women's semi-final this afternoon is between Simona Halep and Garbiñe Muguruza.
Just briefly, in football, China's national women's team has been quarantined in Brisbane ahead of the Olympic qualifying tournament.
Yeah, look, this is causing all sorts of problems, even casting doubt over the whole of this tournament ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. The Chinese are due to play their first game on Monday against Thailand, but according to health officials in Brisbane, will be quarantined until Wednesday. Tickets for the competition, which also involves Chinese Taipei as well as the Matildas, they were due to go on sale today, but all that's been delayed, of course, until officials can work out just what they're going to do over the next fortnight or so, Fran. It's troubled times, not just in the sport, but in the world, but affecting this particular competition, which means so much to the Australian women's soccer team.
Troubles on a number of fronts. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.